Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Delu Poulos. He's the sales manager, liner services at Inchcape Shipping Services in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. First and foremost, Delu, welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bo. It was nice meeting you previously in Dubai. Then I'm very, excited to be a part of your project network team. Yes.
you're most welcome. First and foremost, Delu, we always give our interviewees a chance here in Project Cargo Weekly to elaborate a little bit on their career. How did you get into shipping and how did you end up in Dubai? I obviously know that you are not from Dubai. So tell our viewers more, please.
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. My career is started in Dubai. Nothing as an forwarding. So I started from the courier operations background. So from there, it moved into freight forwarding sales. Now, each and every part, the change was kind of different, like from one field to another. And I was going step by step into it. Now, ended up in liner services.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start your logistics career? How many years ago?
13 years, 2009.
Okay. You're still relatively young, I believe, right?
Yes.
But that's good. So that means you started your career in 2009 and you arrived in Dubai. Are you from?
In 2009. Yeah, yeah. 2009. That's my career. Logistics career started from Dubai only.
Ah, okay. I see. And where are you originally from, Delu?
I'm from India, Kerala.
Right. Of course, that's true. I met several nice people from Kerala in Dubai.
Thank you.
What I'd like to ask, of course, also for our viewers here, Inchcape Shipping Services. There's been a lot of changes recently, and so on. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about Inchcape at the moment. And you mentioned you are liner manager. Tell us what you do on the day to day.
Yeah, I'm a little bit immature to, explain in deep, but I can explain to you that Inchcape Shipping Services is basically, they are into a marine service sectors as well as on the liner services. So they were operating a lot of main liners previously, but now they also having a couple of main liners and as well as they're holding some agencies for some NVOCCs. Okay. So we are focusing and diverting now into establish the business profile into the more into NVOCC liner agency, as well as we are also in discussing with a couple of main liners as well to get in on board. And we also there are other parts of the world like Kenya, Mozambique, and few other areas. So we are still holding the mainliner agencies, but in this region, particularly in GCC, so we are more focused into NVOCC agencies. Okay. And now we are part of a couple of projects, consortium, and some of the group companies are started their own project divisions with as a JV with Inchcape. So where I look forward to have a better projects exposure. So mm-hmm. I found you are one of the best person in this industry to connect with the people all around and do a better profile, being a part of your network in UAE.
Right. Yeah. That's kind. Thank you for those words. And of course, Inchcape has a global footprint, I should say. The ones who in fact do you represent in Inchcape at the moment? Can you put a name to that?
You mean liners?
Yes.
We are into regional NVOCCs only. One is Prime Logistics. Okay. They are into a GCC and they have a couple of movements from China. Then Lancer, AYE International, and few others.
Okay, so that means when you are an NVOCC, you don't really own the vessel, but you have space on other liners, right?
Yes.
And you cover it on your own bill of lading, I suppose.
In fact, Inchcape having a different setup, like we don't own any kind of boxes. So because we represent other NVOCCs as an agent for them in the destination, because most of them does not have their own presence in all over the region. So where Inchcape officers act as their agency, and we issue the delivery order and we issue the bill of lading on behalf of them.
Okay.
So then we help them for the local handling part, like.
All right. So that means your customers would be other freight forwarders, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
exactly. I understand. Yeah. And where do you have offices in the Middle East as Inscape Shipping Services right now?
We have UAE. In UAE itself, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Ras Al Khaimah, Fujairah, then Oman, Qatar, Bahrain. We are just starting in Saudi. Okay. We have two offices. One is in Dammam and another was in Jeddah, okay. Egypt, and Kenya. Then Mozambique also is in the initial agency setup, and Tanzania.
Okay.
And we represent all other parts, the marine agency, which is, I think we are almost 70 countries.
Okay.
We have the footprints over there, and we are entering into a new four new countries as well in very short time. Okay. So totally in the end of 2022, Inscape will be presented in 74 countries.
Wow. That's fantastic. And that's all liner services, marine services. When you say marine services, can you tell our viewers a little bit, what does that entail?
There are, do the vessel husbandries and the crew change,
right,
and the bunkering, those kind of services, like the ship surveying, all those stuff.
So when a ship comes to port and suddenly some crew member is sick, he needs to find a hospital or... Like you mentioned, crew change, all kinds of practical things regarding a ship's call.
Yes. I would say in short, like vessel husbandry is the major.
So liner services, NVOCC services, and also marine services that then completes looking after the whole thing that a vessel does in port, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's quite an interesting, 74 countries around the world, that's quite a big footprint. The headquarter is where you are located then?
The major headquarter is in UK, based in. Uh-huh. We are the regional headquarter here in UK.
You're so regional for the Middle East in Dubai, I understand. Very good. No, of course, it's a famous name, Inscape, but of course a lot of things change these days in shipping. Sometimes ship owner wants to be forwarder, sometimes forwarder wants to be ship owner. Everyone wants to do everything, so it's difficult to follow who does what these days, right?
Yes, true, exactly. Like,
how many people are you at your office in Dubai?
In this office we have 12.
12 people.
Then 12 people. Yes.
Okay. Very good. And
that is only in the liner department, and we have, I think, in all over UAE, I think we having close to 300 plus employees in total.
That's pretty impressive. So quite a sizable business. How has COVID and this stupid Corona, has that affected your business as well?
Yes, a little bit. It's not that it's not that high impact, but there was some. Because of the changes in the lines and the volume drops and all the stuff, yes, it was affected, because if the vessel movements are less, then definitely our business also will be, the port of calls, it depends on the number of port of calls. Like if the vessel is not, say for example, if we have planned for 5 vessels and if that didn't come for, then definitely there is a volume drop we had, but it's picking up. I think it's starting from 2022, the numbers looks positive, because I'm not sure about the previous numbers, but the current numbers looks very positive, and the graph is also going up.
Okay, so how many, I understand. So how many ships calls would you say that you have average?
I'm not sure about, because that again, that is another department.
Yeah.
So I'm just 15 days only, like I couldn't get all that
sorry,
information.
Of course, no. It's clear. It's clear.
Hopefully in another 2 months time, I'll be able to answer all of these questions.
Yes. No, I'm sure you will warm up pretty quickly. Quickly. And anyway, you are in a warm weather, so you will be warmed up fast. So how do you see the economy forecast for the GCC region and the Middle East? I mean, I remember some years ago there was a downturn and everybody left their cars in the, in Dubai and flew to India. But do you feel that there's a positivity now? How is the market in general?
Yeah, there is a positive trend starting 2022. It is not like before the people are, you know, so desperate, but there are a lot of new ventures and new firms are coming up in UAE, so that we can even feel in the roads, like the roads are fully traffic and it's jam packed, like, so the people are coming into UAE and the investments are coming after the expo, so there are a lot of positive news came out that the people yes. are investing more, and UAE government also, like, they came up with a lot of different visa initiatives. So they are offering multiple kinds of visas, and that's all attracting a lot of investors to come to UAE and initiate their businesses. So it looks this year should be a good year after, let's say, like from 2017, there was a downtrend. Yes. But end of 2021 onwards, yes, it looks positive. And not only in UAE, like in the if you look talk about in the region, like Qatar also have announced a lot of projects, the Northfield expansion projects and all the few others, and also in Saudi they are also coming up with a lot of infrastructure developments, so which all helping the region to, you know, like boost the economy. So yeah. It looks very positive.
It's quite clear, and I think especially for the UAE local the government there, they are always very business minded and they think ahead, and it's a great, fantastic place to do business, and very, very international, I should say.
Yeah, true, exactly, but, completely international.
Yeah, if you meet a local, that must be a mistake, you know.
Yes.
But that's good, yeah. Tell you, look, I think this has been very interesting. As I promised, we normally make our interviews not too long and too long-winded, so I want to formally thank you for this great interview.
Thank you.
And to all our listeners, viewers, readers from around the world, this was yet another brief and to the point interview with Mr. Delio Poulos, who is the newly appointed sales manager, liner services of Inchcape Shipping Services, located in the regional headquarters of Dubai, UAE. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.